Okay, Pep. I mean, that's what the FA Cup's all about. Plenty of drama, fighting till the end, twice, and then a penalty shootout. I mean, everybody can be proud of what they've achieved, can't they?
Yes, absolutely, because the most important thing is after 8 years, we're back into the next round of the FA Cup. And our squad achieved that today with a lot of other things as well. And the most important thing in the Cup is to make sure they have some values that see us through. And one of them is the resilience to work hard until the end and to know that while the game is on, there's always time for anything. And that's what I love about the Cup. And that's what we saw today, a fantastic game. And in the end of the day, after two games with Coventry, they could not beat us in on some details. Some of the details, of course, we have to be better, but we did a lot of details right, and one of them is to never say never and get us through the next round, and that's what I'm sure all fans are very happy about.
Because given the fact that the squad is a little thin and you had to make some changes, given that you got Bristol City on Friday, it would have been easy to not be fighting at the end of normal time, the end of extra time. It tells you something about the players, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It tells something about the belief that the players have in themselves, in the team, in the squad, and in ourselves to fight until the end to get a win that will take us to the next round and then go next round and compete it. So absolutely, it's not in our DNA to drop games. It's in our DNA to always compete and try to win them. And if the opposition has a better day than us or it's better than us, then fine, they can take it. But if it's never going to be because we don't try or we don't fight until the end.
Your worst fear in cup competitions are injuries. Jack McGovern went off late with an injury. Josh McEachran's looked pretty serious.
Yeah, Josh looked serious. It's an injury, and obviously we need to assess now when the when the injury settles a little bit. We need to scan it, and Jack's is a little bit. It was pain in the quad that we need to assess it as well, but it just. Obviously, some of the changes that we did was to take into account this and to manage the squad and it's a pity these things that happened today. But I'm sure they'll focus a lot on recovery and be helping the team as soon as possible. No worries.
I take it Jeremy Beller isn't claiming it was a shot, but I mean it worked out very kindly for the second equaliser.
He's in the locker room, really trying to convince everyone that it was a shot. No, but in the end of the day, look, we had a lot of games. Leeds, West Brom, where for bad luck our balls didn't go in, and today he goes in, so you take it. You know, in the end of the day, I think football reward today a team that never said never and worked for the fans and for the club until the end.
And finally, 7 unbeaten, which, you know, is a good run.
Yeah, it's a very good run. You know what, end of the day, this season it's been a lot of ups and downs. I think we developed a really, really good football early in the season, during mid-season. Then we had the injuries of the two centre-backs and we entered into a bad run. But afterwards, the team got out of it stronger and put 7 games without a loss together. And you need a lot of things to be right to be like that. And I do want to say that everyone in there, especially the players, should be praised for that, you know, because it's not easy to achieve. No matter if you play FA Cup games or league games, you know, putting 7 games unbeaten after a bad run, it just shows a lot of character, and it just shows that everyone is believing in ourselves and want to move forward and work hard for the club until the end of the season.